For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You know, we were talking about the Knicks and at home and why they couldn't get a big lead. And you would think in the NBA, this is what happens. Like, the home team is supposed to win, and the home team is supposed to be winning big at some point in the game. And it really hasn't happened, especially when you have such a disparity in talent. So it just goes to show you, if there is this disparity on paper, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, and there's something, too, about Karl-Anthony Towns, and we'll take your Nick calls here after a Game 2 loss, 888-808-1019. So there's certain guys that came here that I actually believed, which is a rarity in pro sports these days, that they wanted to win for this franchise, for the fans, and for the city. Like, Jalen Brunson didn't just come here because it was like, oh, you know, they gave me a bunch of money and dad's here. No, like, I think he really was like, man, I want to be the guy who brings the Knicks back. I even felt that way in the early portion of Julius Randle's career before the team started changing. Like I could be the guy that changes this place. And, like, he bought into that. He said stuff like that. Josh Hart, I believe, is one of those guys. I just don't get that sense from Karl-Anthony Towns. Like, I don't get the sense that if this means anything to him, like being the big man and the superstar that brings the New York Knicks back to the NBA Finals. Like, I just don't get that sense from him. I don't see the disappointment when things aren't going great. I don't hear it from him. I think that wherever he plays, this is who he's going to be. And he just doesn't have that same sort of fire that these other guys did when they came here, experienced playing in the Garden as a part of the home team and the fans.
I'm going to disagree with that. I am. I mean, that's your take and that's your opinion. I'm going to disagree with that. I'm just going to say that, you know, he had an off game last night. He had a couple real, you know, close-in shots, and he missed them. He was off, and he never got back, and he never got into any sort of rhythm offensively in the game. And I know that late in the fourth quarter, it was all Jalen Brunson and it was all Mikal Bridges. I mean, that's basically what it came down to. And I saw the frustration by OG Anunoby. I could tell by the body language, because I know he was having a tough game with Cade Cunningham, you know, who had his best game. But, and that's a, you know, that's a double-edged sword for OG, because he, you know, when Jalen Brunson was out, who carried the team?
Yeah, him. Yeah.
He did. And he had a great first game against Detroit. And last night, he was working extra hard on defense. And, you know, you're not going to stop the other team's best player every single night. I mean, it's going to be a night where that guy's going to show up and he's going to have a game. And that's exactly what Cade Cunningham did. But I think that the reputation of Karl-Anthony Towns, that's one thing. I didn't think that when he came here. This was, you know, commentary from ex-players, players that have watched him play in Minnesota. I didn't believe that. And I do believe that this group of guys here, I still wish they had DiVincenzo here. That's the one. If you couldn't have Hartenstein and you couldn't have Hartenstein and you couldn't have DiVincenzo, if you could have had one of those two guys, you know, I think DiVincenzo would have been the guy.
Yeah, either one of them would have been great, to be honest with you. I mean, Hartenstein, though, was just being the big man down there without Mitchell Robinson for most of the season. I would have preferred,
plus
actually.
Plus, he was a good passer.
Right. I would have preferred Hartenstein with one of the two, but both are gone. And it's not, it's just there's certain guys in pro sports that, you know, that it's not about, like, they get their contract, they've earned it. I'm not going to say anything bad about that. But it's just like there's some people like Francisco Lindor is a guy that I think got here and was like, man, like I really want to win a championship in a Mets uniform. And like Aaron Judge, I know every day goes out there and I want to be like the other Yankee legends when I put this uniform on and then having won a championship.
He dropped the ball.
That means something to me. Like, and then these that Nick team last year, like they're buying in, they're talking about the 90s Knicks. Those guys are sitting there, and like, this is the new version of them. They're buying into the history of the organization. And I just feel like Karl-Anthony Towns like parachutes in and is like, yeah, I'm just going to be me. You know, this big guy who's got a bunch of talent.
Well,
but then when the rubber meets the road, I go in underground.
This is where he's gonna feel it. Because he's going to hear it, especially. You know, if you're the best player on the court, and you're supposed to be the best player on the court, coming out of a game last night with 10 points ain't going to cut it.
Yeah.
But again, I just keep telling you that, and I said this earlier this morning when we started, that I really felt like, you know, Jalen Brunson at times turns into Carmelo Anthony. And it's me. And I think he really wants to be great. And I get all of that. He works hard. And I respect him immensely as a basketball player. But last night, it was just too much.
Go to Steve in New Fairfield. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, what's up, boys? How are you?
Good, Steve. What do you got?
Love Jalen as much as any Knicks fan. We all love him, obviously. But, Boomer, I'm with you, man. Just too much Brunson on the stretch. He's got to delegate more. And Towns, we get on him. Gio, I disagree with you. Towns has that stigma with him a little soft. I think he really wants to get that off his shoulders. And he really wants to do it in New York. I disagree with you. And it's hard for a big man. You're not controlling the ball. He didn't have enough touches. And that's where Tibbs has to come
in. And I did say that, Steve. Tibbs in the post game where he's like, well, they're doubling him. That's not a good enough excuse. That you got to find a way to get that guy open and get on the ball.
Absolutely. And look at his height. Yeah, he got a shot block once on a three. Big deal. He get him, post him hard up at the post. No one's as big as him. He can shoot over someone. And when he goes to the hole, he's a beast. So that's where Tibbs has to. And I gave Tibbs credit after game one. Me and my son were like, he had a hell of a game. Tibbs mixed things up. Shamit, he was playing guy last
night.
Well,
yeah, campaign hit some three-pointers. That's what changed everything up. I mean, he actually went out there and hit, I think, three big pointers. 3 points.
Right. But he got away from making mix and matching with Mitch, and our guys disappeared. He went with six guys for the most part in that game. McDuce hit a few threes, but I didn't think Tibbs had a great game. So,
yeah, I mean, it's starting to brew a little bit with him, unfortunately, and it's not because he's a bad coach. He's a great coach, but he may have a roster on his hands now that doesn't fit the style that he wants to coach.
You know, it's amazing to me that they would bring in this group of players, Mikal Bridges and Karl-Anthony Towns in particular, because they were the ones that are part of the starting five, and not have a conversation with Tom Thibodeau about whether or not you want to acquire these guys.
I'm sure they did. But I think that he also thought that he's like, oh, this is going to work. It's definitely going to work. And Karl-Anthony Towns, all that stuff about him that we heard, you know, his defense isn't great or he doesn't have the edge. Like, I'll change that. We'll get him here in New York and I'll change that. And has been able to do it. And by the way, when he was talking about Landry Shamet, I wanted to bring this up. For whatever reason, last night it hit me for the first time that Landry Shamet and Spike Eskin could be long-lost brothers. Take a look at their face.
Okay.
He looks like Spike. He's got the same nose and mouth thing going on. It's bizarre. It's like if you just quick look on the court, you're like, Spike Eskin's out there at a Knicks uniform.
I'm trying, you know... Refresh me. Does Landry Shamet have as many tattoos as Spike?
No, he does not.
No.
It's just a facial thing. It's a facial thing.
The skinny face.
Yes, it is. Yeah, the
pointy chin, skinny face, pointy chin, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Kevin in the Bronx. What's going on, Kevin?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
All right, Kev. Man. What's happening, brother?
Not much. You know, just this team, this Knick team this year, it's just like, it's the, last year they were so gritty and tough, you know, like I love Josh Hart. He plays hard. Don't get me wrong. But like he's like smiling when like these guys are pushing Jalen Brunson. Like Malik Beasley, I don't know if you saw game one, was giving it to Jalen Brunson. Like, that's your star player. You got to get guys in there to come in like, yo, don't mess with my star player. These guys are all laughing. And, you know, last year, Dante and Hartenstein, they would have got into him.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to argue. And this is one of the things that I, you know, brought up right away when Kat came here was that Patrick Beverley podcast. And Patrick Beverley played with Karl-Anthony Towns, and they're still friends. And they were even texting during this particular podcast when that game was over. But he just basically said, you know, you had Draymond Green choke your teammate in front of you. You choked Rudy Gobert, and you didn't do anything about it. And he's like, I thought I taught this guy better. And he sit there as the biggest guy on the court. He's just watching his teammate get choked out, and everybody's going to see that. And then you can't even, he's like, it's over now. You can't even, with the way he put it, is you can't even get your get back.
So he's got a little bit of Al Dukes in him. Like, he just doesn't want to get involved. Like, you know, I'll just stand here. I'll look at it. I'll talk about it, but I really just don't want to get involved.
I would, if someone came after one of you guys, I would definitely get involved because I know it'd get broken up quickly.
Huh. How would you get involved? Like taking pictures?
Just start throwing haymakers.
No, you wouldn't. No, come on. Stop.
Because I know it would be broken. If you're a basketball player.
You'd have your camera up and you'd be trying to put it out there for social media.
If you're a basketball player and there's a scuffle, get in there. It's going to get broken up in no time and you'll look like you got involved.
Yeah, well, that's true. But I don't see you. Like, if we got into a scuffle out on the street of New York, there's no way.
On the street's different than on a basketball court. On the street,
yeah, but
who
just
knows?
You just said you'd get involved if we got involved with something.
He's talking if we were all on the same basketball team.
Like if we were playing.
Well, that's not going to happen.
What about when we were playing softball? Even when we played against prisoners,
yes.
If a prisoner went at you, I probably would have tried to like throw a punch or something, just in hopes that the guards would break it up, and then I'd look.
You
all
would
right.
have thrown a punch at one of those prisoners.
Correct.
Kiss my ass. There is no way you are going bare knuckle fisted with a prisoner. No
a Staten
way.
Staten Island prisoner. Hell yeah.
You should have seen this, dude.
Yeah, I know.
You should have seen this
before my time here.
Oh my God.
Did they definitely look? If one of the Hebrew home guys went after you, I'd have.
That's a different story. Yes.
Yeah, I mean that's just like. You know, if Dave Pomerantz puts Boomer in a headlock, I think Al would be able to do something about
all
that.
All right, yes, I get that, yes. I totally understand that, but you are not. Don't talk tough behind a microphone. Like, let's be who we are, you know what I mean?
He was trembling when we were walking through the cells.
Yeah, I know. That's very uncomfortable.
Yeah, well, they outnumbered the guards. That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, but I mean... True, but how many prisoners were in there? Can't have a guard for every prisoner. That'd be way too many people on the
staff. The only game we played where they were guys with rifles, you know, up in these spotting towers.
Oh my goodness, that's a little bit nerve wracking.
It was. It was a little uncomfortable, but I mean, it turned out to be fun.
Did you win?
I don't remember.
Yeah, who knows?
You just peeled out of there like you normally do at the end.
I don't think we won. You pitched that game. I remember that. That was early on. And he was pitching, so probably not. We probably got hammered.
Did you hit one of the prisoners like you hit the Wounded Warriors?
This was prior to my mental issues on the softball field.
Okay. We had it all together.
Yeah.
And I mean, I hate stereotyping guys or just, you know, that's what the reputation is. But like, I need to see more of the Cat that will get the ball down low and force the issue.
Well, we have seen him forcing the issue. Now, yesterday, there were at least three or four times he was within a foot of the basket and he missed.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's what I mean about him being a little bit off yesterday. Josh Hart was totally off yesterday. OG Anunoby was getting blistered on defense and therefore it affected his offense. And then when you got Jalen Brunson just holding on to the ball and not giving other players touches... You know, then all of a sudden we sit here and we look at the post-game statistics and you're saying, all right, so how does this happen? Well, it happens because of the way that Detroit was playing defense and the lack of pushback from the offense from the Knicks. And quite frankly, the open shots that were missed.
Yeah, I mean, but
that's simple.
Like late in the game, though, and you know that Tibbs knows that they're double teaming Karl Anthony Towns, and the best and they could do.
But that's why Bridges is open for
right.
The
this
threes.
Is what I'm saying. I was just about to say, and the best they could do is have, you know, Bridges shoot threes and miss. I mean, even prior to that, I mean, don't you think like, all right, fine, but let's design a way to get in the ball. We need to have Karl Anthony Towns have 40-point games in the playoffs if this team is going to make a run. He needs to do that.
Watching the game. And listening to the Nick fan through the microphone, you could hear like when Bridges going up for the shot, they're waiting to explode.
Oh, of course,
the garden roof is going to come off.
Yeah,
if he hits one of these things.
Yeah,
and we've all been there. You know, the Larry Johnson 4-point play.
Yeah.
He had his moment. He had four different chances at a moment like that, and missed every one of them.
Yep.
And three of them were wide open.
And it's not like he's been automatic all year.
No, I know.
That's the thing.
I mean, three of them are wide open.
I mean,
look at this.
Yeah, no, I know. Listen, I get it.
I mean, short. I mean, is that because he's playing so many minutes? You know, that is Jalen Brunson, you know, dishing off and doing what he's supposed to do. Go to the lane, attract, you know, three guys and get rid of the ball.
Yeah, I'm sure the Pistons are like, listen, we don't want to give up open threes at any point, but if there's one guy that gets open, like, I'll take Mikal Bridges shooting from out there.
Or Josh Hart.
Yeah. I mean,
and Anobi's even, you know, is a good 3-point shooter, but I think he only had an opportunity to like shoot two of them last night. He had two attempts from three.
Yeah, it's not good enough.
And that's
either.
Why, did you, I maybe we can find it. I don't know if Steven can look through the after or the post game replay. You can see I saw Anobi and they took the camera off him quickly. He looked like he was pissed.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't strike me as much as it struck you because it was just a frustrating loss and none of them looked happy, but I can understand why he would be. I mean, this is someone that had refined his offensive game to the point that he carried the team when Jalen Brunson was out, not Karl Anthony Towns, by the way, and here we are in the playoffs.
And it wasn't Mikal Bridges, it was OG Anunoby.
And then here they are struggling on offense. And Mikal Bridges is getting all these shots, and it's Brick City out there. I'd be pissed off, too, if I was OG Anunoby. You know, you gave me this massive contract. I'm a two-way player. My offensive game is as good as anybody out here right now. I mean, I proved in the first half of the game one, and I'm out here like a monument. He's got every right to be pissed.
Yeah, I'm telling you, and I saw it. I don't know if anybody else agrees with me, but it looked to me like he was just livid or frustrated, one or the other. I don't want to put, you know, like a moniker on that he was ticked off at his teammates, but he was either livid that he didn't get the shots or was just frustrated that the Knicks missed open shots when he didn't get an opportunity to even take a shot.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
You know, it really is amazing to me that people still fall for these fake accounts on X when guys named Adam Scheffler, not Schefter, but Adam Scheffler, put something out. You know, 592,000 views of a fake Adam Schefter account saying that the Titans are going to select Cam Ward. And then you look at the comments and then nobody's understanding it. Yeah, but they're still going to take 20 minutes when they're on the clock. Oh, this really isn't news. Adam, we all knew this already. Yeah, it's the best move ever. Will Levis was the worst. I mean,
how dumb are we to not figure this out?
Pretty, yeah, pretty dumb.
And they didn't even community note it yet. It's been up 22 hours. I mean, it's because 500,000 views should probably be community noted at this point. But whatever. It's just, it's amazing. I mean, Ian Rappaport and Adam Scheffler.
Yes.
Scherfter got me once.
Scherfter got him, yeah.
It's insane. But still
they have
happens.
All these crazy aggregators,
yeah,
who mess around as well. So
that is true. It's going to be even worse on draft night, I'm sure.
And we're also brought to you by Ballsack Sports.
Yep, that's right. Ballsack Sports out there. Yep. I got by New York Porch Sports once.
Yeah. It looks good.
Yeah, because it looks exactly like New York Post Sports. It has the same icon, and it was something about Marcus Stroman starting a I Hate the Yankees podcast or something. I bought it.
Yeah, because you wanted to buy it.
Yeah, that way I wanted to buy
you
it.
You wanted that story. You wanted that to be true.
Yeah, that's true. It was not, though.
The other thing about this new Schefter one, it's not like that's a report that says the Titans are going to pass on Cam Ward and take Joe Jablonski.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, okay, so he's putting it out there that it's happening.
That makes sense.
Sure. And no one checks to look.
Correct.
Adam Scheffler, Scotty's brother. all right, Jerry, what's going on over
there? Brought to you by the New York Auto Show. Visit autoshowny.com. Knicks Pistons last night. So last hour we played the Dennis Schroeder go-ahead three. On the other end, the Knicks with an opportunity.
Tom Thibodeau opting not to call timeout. Shot clock and game clock nearly identical. Brunson on the drive. Gets inside. Up top to Bridges. Bridges a three. Short. Rebound taken by Durham. Now the Knicks have to foul. And they foul Schroeder.
Yeah, did everything except make it. Had the pose and everything, and it was right on line. Just not enough. Mike Breen on MSG. They fouled Schroeder. Wind up losing 100-94 as the Pistons take game two and even up the series at a game apiece. Cade Cunningham at 33. Schroeder 20 off the bench with the go-ahead three. Here was Thibodeau. They got all the way back Saturday and then wound up winning. This, not exactly the case.
You have to win games different ways. Obviously, you'd rather play with the lead, but, you know, whatever, you just got to find a way to win at the end.
And the Schroeder three, relatively open as Brunson took responsibility postgame for it.
Tied it up, and then I just didn't switch up on the Dennis three. Yeah, I just didn't put myself in a position to help the team win on that aspect. And so, that's tough.
He had 37 points in the loss, 12 of 27 shooting. Karl Anthony Towns, a big fat zero in the fourth quarter. Zero shot attempts, only three in the second half.
Which is really amazing.
Agreed. Here he was. Why was that the case? The audio is not great, so if you can't hear it, tell me. I'll stop it.
Just
Just trying to have the game, you know, do what it does. And like I said, just execute what we talked about. So, you know, thought we got some great shots, some great looks. So, you look like, you know, those kind of great shots and great looks, especially when we fall back in that game.
I mean, see, yeah, he's down there. I mean, we're watching a few of the video highlights here in the studio. I mean, he was within 2 feet of the basket. I mean, he missed the rim completely on one of those shots.
That does happen.
But that close?
Apparently so. We mentioned Cunningham with his 33, also at 12 rebounds. His approach in this game?
Just be aggressive and take what they give me. You know, start with aggressive and see how they want to guard it from there. And then, you know, I felt like a lot of times it was making a play to JD or whoever to make the next play.
Yeah, that's Durant he's talking about. So they're all tied up at 1-1, game 3, Thursday night in Detroit. Game 4 will be at 1 o'clock on Sunday in Detroit. Does suck that it's up against the NFL draft. I mean, you get an hour or so, but still, does kind of stink. Meantime, Clippers and Nuggets last night. This was Denver leading 1-0 until Kawhi Leonard took over and evened things up.
He'll drive right elbow jumper. Does it again. Leonard is lethal. 39 points, and the Clippers up 3, 105-102.
Is that real?
Yeah, I mean, they might be using AI.
He'll drive right elbow jumper. Does it again. Leonard is lethal. Wow. 39 points.
Yeah. That is real. That's cool. I mean, so someone handed that tape in, sounded like that, and got a job.
Yes.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
I would have moved to Los Angeles.
Why?
Oh, that's so funny. Anyway, 105-102. Was the final. That did cap Kawhi scoring. Here he was on TNT. Yeah, we outscored them, but we defended.
Came down to stops at the end of the game. Great basketball team, especially at home. MVP caliber player with Jokic and great guys around him. Murray, and they all playing great. So tough fight. It's what the playoffs
are. Well, he mentioned Jokic, so he took the glass half full approach, having to settle for the split. As he says, could have been worse.
I think we could be down 2-0, so 2-0, and I think we can be up 2-0. So I think it's a great two game. We had a great two game. Whatever is the name.
What? I think he meant to say first two games of the series. He struggles with the English.
Yeah.
But he's just a funny character. So,
just speaking of that,
he's fun.
So I saw this thing where Phil Mickelson's talking to John Rahm, and Phil Mickelson says to John Rahm, he goes, you know, you tickle my funny bone. And John Rahm's never heard that before, and he thought he was talking about, like, it was like a penis joke. And John Rahm's like, don't ever say that to me again. And then they explained to him, he's like, I'd never heard that before. He's like, there's still some English stuff I just don't know.
That is pretty funny. So a lot going on in the NBA. On the TNT set, you did allude to this last hour. Shaq abruptly had to get up and walk off.
You all right, big fella?
Yeah, I know. Catch it a crap?
Go ahead, keep talking, Jeff.
Yeah, okay. We on TV.
I know what we're doing. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's that olive oil you've been drinking.
I know. Hey, take some matches with you.
So they have a big laugh as he leaves. And then Ernie Johnson was kind of wondering if it was a prank or not.
That wasn't something planned, was it?
No,
that was
not planned. Hey, listen. Hey. He was in the back talking about he's going to drink alcohol to clear up his
gut. No, he's been drinking the olive oil.
You know what? Olive oil to clean his gut. It's cleaning his gut.
And then Charles would explain a little further.
He read somewhere if you drink a shot of olive oil.
I saw them doing that the other day in the makeup room.
They've been doing it. They're going to do it. You have to do it for 2 weeks.
You're going to miss a lot of airtime, then.
Hey, listen. I just hope we got enough matches around here.
Please turn his mic off. That's all.
That's another issue.
Because that has happened before,
oh, yeah.
Right?
With wireless mic. Yes.
And then Shaq did come back to the set.
Yeah! Oh, yeah. I've seen that face before.
Serious look.
I can feel it. Now he's lifting.
And there was the gate. Oh, there was like.
Hey, number one, drinking that water.
Oh, okay.
Hey, listen, man. Drinking that water.
Drinking that water, huh?
Chuck, stop talking so damn much.
What do you mean?
Finish your point so we can go to break.
We waiting on you, fool.
So I love the beginning when Chuck goes, we on TV.
Get up and leave. That's very funny. So yeah,
I can't even imagine what, like, I mean, Shaq in a public bathroom like that in a stall the size of him.
Serious question. Bigger stalls? They have to make them bigger, no?
Unless there's a handicap one that's bigger.
Mm.
I would think that they all have their own dressing rooms with their own bathroom.
Oh, okay.
I would think. I would pray to God that that would be the case because he couldn't go in.
Oh, imagine him having to use an airplane toilet.
It would be impossible.
No, he couldn't fit in there, no.
No, he couldn't fit in there.
Oh, man.
I don't think his dupes could fit in there, much less him.
Yeah. Meantime, and this will come back to the TNT set, Nico Harrison did speak yesterday. He was asked if he knew the way the city and the fans loved Luka Doncic before he made the trade.
I didn't know that Luka was important to the fan base. I didn't quite know it to what level.
Clearly not exactly what the Dallas fans want to hear. And then he was asked about his future. And this question came from the reporter talking about the night the Lakers returned, and he was standing there in the tunnel, and there were chants all night of fire. Nico, so then he asked,
why shouldn't you be fired?
Well, one, I think I've done a really good job here, and I don't think I can be judged by the injuries this year.
And then he was talking about Kyrie getting hurt, Anthony Davis in and out of the lineup, so that's kind of a mess.
Yeah, By the way, just so we all understand this, he's not allowed to trade Luka Doncic unless the ownership tells him it's okay. There was something there that forced this issue. They were either trying to negotiate a long-term deal with him, or it was off the court stuff that we talked about when this all went down. I mean, he was in an untenable situation, and he goes to ownership and says, look, man, this is what we're going to have to pay this guy next year, or this is what we can do right now. And ownership had to sign off on it.
Yeah, but the ownership doesn't necessarily know a goddamn thing about basketball. They're casino people. So, I mean,
there's
really no defending this trade anymore.
Every owner around here have the pulse of their fan base, would you say?
They just bought the team. So, everyone around here does, but the Mavericks ones, they just bought the team. So I don't know if they have the pulse of the fan base. But there's really no defending that trade anymore.
Wasn't Mark Cuban a part of that ownership? And I know he's the one that sold a big portion of it.
He's out now.
Yeah. He's not out.
He was not aware they were trading him.
Yeah, he had no idea.
He was blown away by it. Here was Barkley on TNT.
Hired Nico Harrison? Mark Cuban. Right?
I have no idea. Maybe. I don't know.
What is your point?
All I'm saying is that I'm not saying it was there's a reason why he had to do what he did.
Reason is that he's a really bad GM.
Okay. And he's taking all the slings and arrows for sure. But ownership has got to sign off on it.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that the ownership knows. The GM is supposed to know the basketball. And he goes to them with the idea. If you're trying to tell me that ownership told him to trade him, that's a different story.
So if he goes to ownership and says, look, Luka's in line for a Supermax extension for $345 million next year. That's what he went to ownership with.
Uh-huh.
And I've been trying to negotiate a contract with him, or I don't know if they weren't, but I'm just trying to think of the discussions that the GM would have with ownership as to why ownership would say, okay, we get it. You know, you have to move him because we don't want to pay him that kind of money.
Yeah, he's also, Nico Harrison, going to unretire Dirk Nowitzki's number. I don't know if you heard that as well. He's going to take it down from the rafters. Yeah. He said that the fans don't really like him all that much anyway. So,
yeah. That's not going great.
Is that
great.
From Jams?
Jams?
Yeah, Jams Charinia.
No, it's Shams, actually.
Yeah, but it's Jams.
Jams?
Yeah, it's the alternate site.
That went right over my head. I apologize.
All right, that's okay.
Right over my head.
The Guardians beat the Yankees 6-4, so that's the negative. The positive would be the Thrival Player of the Game, brought to you by Thrival Infusion.
Infusion.
His name is one Jazz Chisholm Jr.
Here's the 0-2. Swung on and driven deep to right. And that's what the Yankees were looking for, a two-run homer, Jazz Chisholm. He'd take his time going around the bases. Did a little jump shot as he goes to first base.
Oh, boy.
Makes this a 6-4 ball game. Makes it a little more interesting.
Yeah, but that's where it ended, and that was Dave Sims with the call here on the Fan. Our Yankees Thriving Player of the Game, brought to you by Thrival, New York's premier infusion and injection center. Saving lives drip by drip. Visit ThrivalInfusion.com. So, Jazz, the home run.
Jimmy crack corn, and I don't care.
Okay, fair enough. We'll move on. Will Warren, Tanner Bibee go tonight on the Fan at 5:30. First pitch, 6:10. Meantime, Mets held off the Phillies, but they were using the long ball along the way to do what they had to do.
Here's 2-0 to Winker. Swing and a well-hit drive. Deep to right center. This one's got legs. It's back near the wall. It's gone! Into the Phillies bullpen in right center field to the right of the 380 mark. Jesse Winker with his first home run of the year. The Mets are leading by a score of 2-0.
And that was
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
More than anything else, 10-1 at home.
Yeah.
That's the thing, man. Be great at home. You could be 500 on the road. Just be great at home. And right now, they are great at home. And as you played earlier this morning, he said it. He goes, look, man, this place is like alive now.
Most people are every night.
Except that Friday night game with Lindor's walk-off, that was worth $765 billion.
Yeah. If we didn't know any better and you just showed us that video, I would have said that's a first-place team in late September when it's cold outside and they have jackets on.
Yep.
And that's instead of April when they're just starting the season. It's incredible.
Like you can see how the fan base is absolutely responding 100%, and the players feel it.
No question.
They definitely feel it, because they also feel the negativity, too. When the negativity's around,
well,
they feel
that as well. That's where the thumbs down thing came from a few years back.
Francisco Lindor, part of the thumbs down thing.
Javi Baez.
That's right. Led off the first. The home run, then had a three-run homer later in the game, and good start for Tyler McGill. The Mets are 16-7. Griffin Canning to start tonight against Christopher Sanchez. I'll just give you one from Jalen Milroe, who was up in Adams with Kay Adams yesterday. So a lot with the quarterback. I know this is your guy, part of what you would do in your plan. So if he ends up with the Giants, he was asked about the relationship with Malik Nabers. Here was from the show.
I bet you Malik Nabers, who you're friendly with, went against him a bunch too, but I bet he's pushing the Giants front office to draft you.
Yeah.
You know he is.
Yeah.
why are you laughing?
Might be true.
Might be true.
Might be true.
We shall see. I'll have more from that interview coming up next hour as well, as he discussed the older quarterbacks in the room if he went to the Giants. So that discussion was had. Also, we'll hear more from your guy, Russell Wilson, Ovechkin with the game-winning goal in overtime. So a lot happening and more next hour.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. It's funny what gets sent our way from your playing career. And one of the things that you just were watching and I saw too was an interview from, what was that, 93?
Yeah, it was 93. It was a Saturday afternoon game that we played down in Washington, D.C. in December. And we won the game 3-0.
Oof.
And the funny thing about it was, this is a post-game interview. It's Bob Costas doing the game with Mike Ditka as the analyst. And Mike Ditka basically says, you know, Boomer, you guys should have been on the, you know, the scoreboard a few more times if a couple of your guys would have caught some balls.
Yeah, he did.
And I'm like, all right, coach, I appreciate that. That's very nice. I mean, I'm going to sit here and agree with you, but, you know, I mean, it was a pretty interesting interview.
Man, I don't remember Ditka doing games at all. Now, I remember the 1994 season was like the season I got super into football for whatever
reason.
Okay. It was like the 75th anniversary patch that was on the jerseys, and I think it was 12. It was a year I was like really, really into it. But I don't remember Ditka ever calling games, but he sounded great because he was just speaking his mind.
No, he was Ditka. He was great. I do remember the pregame meetings with those guys, you know, and get to, you know, he was Mike, you know, he's just called it like he saw it, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, and of course, Bob opens it up basically just kind of like insulting our team that we just won.
Yeah.
But I understand what he was saying. He was saying, like, you can't do this against better teams down the road. And I'm like, you know, thanks for being a scout. You're exactly right. And he was right.
Yeah. I mean, it just shows you, though, man, as long as you get it done, you get in the win column. You know, you had some ugly numbers that day, but it didn't matter.
But, you know, it was interesting also about that game. It was a game that Johnny Johnson came back from injury. And, you know, I often say this. I play with a lot of great running backs. Corey Dillon probably being overall the best running back I ever played with. And I only played with him for 1 year in about eight games or six games. It was his rookie year, my last year. But Johnny Johnson was a great running back for us. When he was healthy, he had a back problem. Man, but when he was healthy, he was dynamic out of the backfield. And he was tall. I think he was like 6'2", 215 pounds. And he could run. And, I mean, he could catch out of the backfield. He could block. He could do it all. But his career was shortened because of injury. But he was a tremendous running back for us with the Jets early on.
I don't know if your nephew sent this to you as well, but Randy sent me a text of when the Jets drafted Kyle Brady, and then they went to the fans in the stands
because they wanted Warren Sapp.
Right, but did you get that one?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, Boomer can't throw the ball but 5 yards.
Yeah, anyway. Right. Yes, the guy at the end. I mean, it looks like Joe Beningo too. It just did, but it's not. But he's like, yeah, Boomer can't throw the ball more than 10 yards anyway. So what's the difference? Just unbelievable. I mean, some of those draft picks were like, I mean, because the draft used to be in New York every single year. I mean, and some of those picks were just guys just freaking out in that place.
Like, I mean, that could happen again this year, you know, depending on what the Jets and the Giants do. But true. You're right. But I also saw a review of when Josh Allen was drafted by the Buffalo Bills, and the Buffalo Bill fans just crushing the pick.
Really?
Like they didn't want him. Like this group of fans.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, obviously it's cherry picked from everybody else. And just how they reacted negatively towards Josh Allen being picked. And then you compare it to what Josh Allen's performance has been and how good he has been and how he has finally taken the mantle that Jim Kelly had held for so long.
Yeah, and I'm really getting locked in on this Jalen Milroe thing, and especially now, because my whole thing was don't play him at all the first year at quarterback and don't have what Anthony Richardson happened to Jalen Milroe. But then when Phil was in here and he was like, he's like, that guy's too talented to sit there and just learn the quarterback position. Like, he doesn't need to go in there and be the starter, but you got to have packages of plays. You got to get him the ball. You got to get him on the field. He could be the fastest guy on the field. And the Giants need that type of explosiveness. And hearing that clip that Jerry played in his last update with Kay Adams, where he's laughing nervously and then talking about, well, you know, maybe Malik Nabers is pitching me to the Giants. I would love to see that, because just I could watch that guy's highlights all day of him running. Not as much throwing, but him running.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because Todd McShay yesterday, I saw him again. You know, he's all over the place right now and does a great job. This is his life. This is what he lives for. So he evaluates all these people and all these players. And according to a number of people that he has spoken to in the NFL, they say that they have never seen a runner with the football at the quarterback position as good as Jalen Milroe. And that includes Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson and Michael Vick and all the great running quarterbacks, Steve Young, that this guy supposedly is the most explosive, according to Todd McShay and the people that he has spoken to.
Yeah.
That he is the most explosive runner with the football at the quarterback position that they have ever evaluated. Now, these are a couple of, I guess, either scouts in the NFL or coaches that, you know, are evaluating his abilities on the field. Maybe he's talking to Brian Daboll. I'm not sure. But whoever Todd McShay is talking to, and this is what he does for a living, basically said that this is the greatest running quarterback that they have ever seen on tape.
Yeah, I mean, and he doesn't throw anything like Lamar Jackson throws. He's a little bit worse than that.
But they can you know, you can work on that. Like, you know, they worked on that with Aaron Rodgers early on in his career. And everybody, you know, can kind of get the NFL game. And as long as there's not, like, you don't want to put the kid in a situation where, you know, he's got to win the game for you, or he's got to go out there and play three quarters of a game for you and you expect to win, because he's going to make mistakes and he's not going to be able to maybe just get ready for how quick NFL defenses are.
I mean, I would put him in the backfield. I'd line him up at wide receiver. I'd do all sorts of stuff.
Anywhere where you can put the ball in his hands. Yes, I'm right there with you. I get it. He's a great athlete. But, you know, if the Giants do end up with him, I just don't want to hear Giant fans calling in unless there's like 3 weeks left to go in the season. And, you know, they're not winning and they don't have a chance to make it to the playoffs.
And he's shown some flashes.
Then, okay, let's put him in there. Let's give him a chance.
Right.
I agree. I don't want to, you know, you got to temper expectations for some of these kids, and he would be one of those.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call,
every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, draw deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.